And we want to look in the book of Psalms, Psalm 73. We want to read one verse of Scripture that we would like to share with you, something the Lord has laid upon my heart. And so I hope it'll be a help to us tonight. And I hope you've been praying for our service, and also praying for our youth group and the young folks that are there in our youth group. Psalm 73, and we want to begin, we want to read one verse, and then we're going to make some references throughout the scripture tonight. We're going to turn to a few different passages, but we want to read one verse of scripture, Psalm 73, verse 28. The Bible says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." We've titled our message tonight, "Draw Me Nearer." There's a hymn that we sing a lot of times, or potentially sing, and that is, "Draw me near, nearer, precious Lord." So we want to think on that thought tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Lord, we pray that you'll help us, that you'll clear our minds, that we'll focus on you. Lord, we realize that there's a lot of burdens. We realize there's a lot of trials. We realize there's a lot of things going on in people's lives. But Lord, we're so grateful that we can trust you. We have confidence in you. You help us. And so, Father, I pray that you'll help me tonight. Lord, we ask your blessings on those that are watching and listening online, and that will be, that we even understand they are going through trials in their lives. Difficulties, we pray for them. But Lord, we ask that you help us tonight, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight I would like to consider that thought, "Draw me nearer." How sweet it is to be able to draw near to the Lord. But you see, in this chapter, the psalmist is going through several different things, several different concerns. And even a lot of the things that this psalmist is going through is he's watching, he's seeing how the wicked seem to be prospering. He sees how those that are wicked, that they seem to be things are going well for them. And so even in verse 8, it actually says, "They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak lawfully." And it seems at times it becomes very frustrating. It was frustrating then, and it continues to be frustrating today when we see how wicked things and wicked people, and how it seems like they're gaining ground. We see that in our world today, and we see how that wickedness, when we stop and look and consider, we see how the wickedness seems to be gaining ground. And it's easy to get down when you look on these things. It's easy to get down when we consider things in that aspect. The psalmist did until he realized that he needed to draw near to God. And the psalmist realized that, and we'll make mention of this in just a few moments, but you see, God will deal with the wickedness. And we have to remember that. The things that that's going on in our world today, God's going to deal with one day. And so we don't have to worry about that. The very first four verses of Psalm 73, the Bible says, "Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such are the clean heart. For as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, for their strength is firm." You see, the psalmist was looking at the things around him, and he was concerned about those things, and it's almost like that the wicked was gaining ground, and he, as a follower, was losing ground. But we should never lose hope. Amen. We should never lose hope, even though it seems. And so he realized this, and there must be a realization in our life that although there's wickedness and it seems the wicked is prospering, he realized in verse 17 it says, until I went to the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. You see, there was a realization that justice would be done. Justice would be done. So tonight I would like us to simply focus on drawing near to God. But you know, there's one thing that I'm grateful for, and that is this. I'm thankful for God's patience. I'm thankful for God's mercy. I'm thankful for God's love. And I'm thankful for God's grace. Because we know, folks, ourselves that seems to be living a wicked life, that seems to be living away from God, that needs Christ. And I'm thankful for God's patience, because we want to pray for those folks. And I'm thankful for God's grace, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to see anyone lost without God. With as much wickedness as there is in this land, we should be praying for those that are wicked and those that are lost and those that need Christ, because we do understand their end. We understand their end. The psalmist here understood. When he got close to God, he says, when I went to the sanctuary of God, then I understood. I understood. But tonight we want to look on just a few thoughts tonight, and that is this. Drawing near to God. We must draw near to God. And what is the importance of drawing near to God? Why is it so important that we draw near to Him? Why is it so important that we stay as close to Him as we can get? Why is it so important that we spend our time with Him, that we have our daily devotions with Him, that we have our time, that we fellowship with Him? Why is that? Is that we listen. So we must draw near to God to listen. You see, I don't know about you, but there are many voices that one hears in a day. Now, I don't want you to think bad by me saying that. I'm not talking about I've got voices in my head. It's not that kind of voice. But there are many voices that we hear. What I'm trying to say is we get pulled in a lot of directions. We get pulled in this direction, in that direction, and we get pulled. And then sometimes we get to the point to where we're just not sure what to do. Because you're trying to weigh out, well, is this more important than this, or is this more important than that? And so there's so many things that's taking place, and that's what I mean by there's a lot of voices that we hear every day. You see, a person can get pulled in so many ways. A person can get pulled in so many directions. And the older you get, and I'm experiencing this, the older you get, in some ways, it's a little harder. You know, when you're young, you can handle a lot of things. It's like your mind's fresh. It's all new to you. But as you get older, it in some ways, it becomes more of a challenge, because you do realize a lot of things. You see, it's a challenge because of our experience. It's a challenge because we understand what's taking place. And so Psalm 25 verse 5 says, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. So there's a few things here that in this Psalm, when it comes to drawing near to God to listen, when we listen to God, we allow Him to lead us. We allow Him to lead us. And not only does He lead, but He leads us in thy truth. And then He teaches us as He leads. He's constantly teaching. And who is it that's doing it? It's God. And then it goes on to say at the latter part of that verse, on thee do I wait all the day. Waiting is probably one of the hardest things that I think that we have to do. Because a lot of times we want things instantly, we want things to be resolved, we want things to be better than what they are, and we just, it's a hard lesson to wait. It's a very hard lesson to wait. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. I want to ask a question tonight, and that is this. Actually, two questions. And you're the only ones that can answer that, and I can only answer for myself. And that is this. Are we willing to be led? Are we willing to be led? And the next question is, are we teachable? A lot of times, we already have our minds made up on things. We feel like they should be this way or that way, and we already have our minds made up. Sometimes we think things should be a certain way. And we have an idea about things, but God has another direction. And that's the part of leading that becomes a little bit more difficult. Allowing God to lead us, not allowing us to lead Him, but allowing God to lead us. The psalmist says, I have put my trust in the Lord. I'll give you an example of something that that's real difficult to talk about when I really stop and think about it and when I meditate on it. But when the doctors pretty much had told us that, my mother was in her latter days or latter really hours, when you stop and think about it, there was going to be some pain involved. And so my sisters and I, that was there. My other sisters was, they live out of town. But we watched my mother, and Darla was there. But we watched my mother go through some very difficult hours. She was going through some tough hours. And so one of my sisters had said, let's pray. So we gathered together and we started praying. And one of them suggested, and I don't remember which one and it doesn't really matter, but one of them said, let's just pray that God takes her right now. And she was going through some pains and some moanings and so on. So we began to pray, and we were all praying. And we were praying, God, please take her. Please take her. We don't want to see her suffer. Please take her. And so, when you pray, if you pray with faith, you think things are going to just happen instantly. And so we prayed, and we actually gathered around her two or three times because we all stayed with her that night in the hospital. It was a hospice ward. But anyway, we began to pray. And we were praying, God, take her, God, take her. But she was still living. She was still breathing. And so we actually all three, plus Darla was with us, but we all three, we had stayed up all night and we were all in different chairs. You know how it is to be around a hospital. You sit in about the best place you can sit and try to get the most comfortable you can. And so in the wee hours of the morning, it was just about daybreak. I think Darla was the first one that woke up. And because we were all just dozing off. We wasn't sound asleep, but we were just dozing off. And Darla said, hey, she nudged me at the chair that I was in, nudged me, and she says, I think she's taking her last breath. And so we immediately all got up and we watched her take her last breath. And I thought to the prayer that we were praying, God take her, God take her, when she was in all that pain. God answered our prayer, but He answered it when she was in peace. And we watched her take her last breath. And I'm grateful. I stand here tonight and I'm grateful that I didn't watch Him take her while she was in pain. But I'm grateful that I was able to watch her when she crossed over and she was peaceful. You see, we've got to be willing to be led, and we've got to be willing to trust. And sometimes we pray, and sometimes we pray a certain prayer, and it seems like sometimes it's almost hollow, because we're not seeing things from our prayer. And you know, it's like we can get to the point of discouragement because it seems like the prayer is not being answered the way that we're praying them. But if we draw near to God and we trust Him, I don't believe He'll ever fail us. And I believe that He's going to do exactly what's right.
Amen.
He's going to do exactly what's right. Because God doesn't make mistakes. So part of drawing near is to listen. Listen to what God's got for us. Listen to what, you know, sometimes I wonder, and this is just my thought here, but sometimes I wonder if He allows us to go through certain things and through certain fires and through certain trials just to slow us down to listen. Just to slow us down to listen, and spend more time meditating on Him and drawing near to Him. The psalmist says, I have put my trust in God. I have put my trust in God. Psalm 119 verse 66, the Bible says, teach me good judgment. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. For I have believed thy commandments. Teach me good judgment. I have believed thy commandments. If we listen and we draw near to Him, He brings us comfort. He brings us comfort. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, He's the peace giver. It's amazing to me how many peace talks there's been out, you know, through the generations, how many peace talks, and they call them peace talks, but nothing ever seems to get resolved. Very seldom is there ever any peace. And if there is any peace, it's very short-lived. Well, if we have peace in Christ, it's not short-lived. It's not short-lived. It's peace in Christ because He's the giver of peace. He's the giver. So we draw near to Him. We draw near to the Lord to listen because He's the peace giver. We listen. And then the next thing I want to make mention tonight is this. We draw near to Him to live. To live. The Bible says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Sometimes it seems we are stuck between two worlds. We're stuck between two worlds. We deal with the world and the cares of the world and the things of the world, and you deal with all those things. We deal with those things, but yet we desire the heavenly things. We desire the godly things. We desire, and it's almost like we're stuck between two worlds. But the Bible says for us to live as Christ. So we don't live for the cares of this life, but we live for Christ. We live for Him. He lives in us. And I wish I could say it was easy for you and for me. But I know it's not. Because life is hard. Life is hard. But as we draw near to the Lord, and we commune with Him and we fellowship with Him. And just like verse 17 says, if you take time and read the things that's happening in the first portion of this, there's a lot of, you know, and it seems like the psalmist is saying, but they're getting this and they're getting that, and you know, it's almost like the wicked are, you know, they're prospering and all those kind of things, until he went into the sanctuary. And it's almost like he started communing with God, and then he understood. He understood. When we draw near to the Lord, it helps us do several things. When we draw near to God, it helps us focus. When we draw near to God, we put things in perspective. Because we always have to remember. Have you ever wondered why sometimes we have to deal with the things that we have to deal with in life, with the cares of this life? Have you ever wondered sometimes why we have to deal with that? Because many times we're dealing with those that don't know Christ. They're lost. And so they don't understand. When we draw near to the Lord, it helps us focus. It helps us put things in perspective. We find peace. We find comfort. And it helps us go forward to another day. So many times we think about what's going to happen next week, what's going to happen next month, what's going to happen next year, and we think about these things. But the passage in the Bible that says, give us this day our daily bread, you know, that's something daily. So we shouldn't worry about tomorrow because God's given us today. We shouldn't put our focus in tomorrow, because, you know, if you're like I am, I'm looking for the Lord to come back any minute. And all that time worrying about tomorrow, we may not have to worry about, because the Lord's going to take care of it anyway. But the point is, daily, 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 we focus on Him. We draw near to Him. We draw nigh to Him, and He'll draw nigh to us. We draw near to live. You see, He is our hope. He is our rock. Seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above. Which reminds me of a story. True story. And Pastor will know where I'm talking about. But, you know, he and I have had some experiences fishing. You know, I told you about the funniest experience when I asked him what kind of birds those was up in the sky, and I had it staged to where one was going to drop down on the side of his face. And it did. He just got the first time I ever took him out fishing. But anyway, we were, when I was growing up, my dad used to take me to a place, down below High Rock Lake. right down below the dam, you could fish on the bank. And you know, we fished there just about every Saturday, it seemed like. You know, when I was growing up, back when they had good cartoons and things, talking about getting stuck between two worlds, Daddy wanted to go fishing every Saturday morning. And I was stuck between two worlds because I wanted to go fishing, but I also wanted to watch cartoons too. Most of the time I went fishing with him. But we went to a place down on, down below High Rock. It's the High Rock Dam, and it's, the Yadkin River, and it's a place called Tuckertown, but it's right there at the dam. And we would fish on the bank. Well, after he had passed and I started back doing some fishing, and Darla and I, hadn't been married too long, and I had Wednesdays off from my job. I was off on Sundays and Wednesdays. So a lot of times Wednesdays, I'd just go fishing. And I'd go fishing by myself a lot of times. So I went down to there, and I was kind of walking across fishing on some rocks. And I learned growing up that when they blew a whistle or when they blew a horn, you better start seeking high ground, because they were getting ready to open the spillways of the dam up. And so if you were anywhere on some little small rock or you were, you know, right there at the edge of the water, and it would happen quickly. I mean, when they sounded that horn, that they would, if I remember correctly, they would sound it twice. And so by the time that second air horn went off, then you better be looking for higher ground, because if you're not, it's going to get you. And that's what they did. That was their warning. And so one time I was up on this great big rock and I heard the horn and I thought, well, I'm in good shape. The water can't get to me. I was too high up. But the part of not thinking was when the horn went off, the water went up, I forgot I had to get back to shore. Not good. Now, I was grateful that for that high rock, no pun intended, but I was grateful that place that I was standing, but I still had to get back. So I ended up getting wet, at least about to my knees, going across. But the point is, I was in safety being on that rock. Let me tell you something. In Jesus Christ, we're on that rock. Amen. And we can be safe. No matter what's going on in life, we're going to be safe. So drawing near, we listen, we learn, and then we get wisdom. We get wisdom. You see, it wasn't until he went into the sanctuary that he understood. It wasn't until he went into that sanctuary that he understood all the things that he was worried about and all the things and looking at the wickedness and all those folks and all that. It wasn't until he went into that sanctuary that he gained that wisdom. Proverbs 2:6 says, "It is the Lord that gives wisdom." And I don't think there's anything wrong with praying for wisdom. There's nothing wrong with praying for wisdom. The Bible says in Psalm 2:6, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of the mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." How do we do this? We draw near to God. We draw near to Him. Sometimes we simply just don't know what to do in life. We plan, we think, and we think if I do this, this will happen, or if I do that, that'll happen. And sometimes we just simply don't know what to do. And we need wisdom. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And so we need to ask. As we draw near, we need to ask. For us to get that wisdom, we need to draw near to God. We need to have that close bond and that close relationship with Him. Drawing near to God. And then lastly tonight, we draw near to God to be grounded. To be grounded. Colossians 1 verse 23, the Bible says, "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister." You see, Paul was grounded. He was grounded. And many times we need to be reminded, and we need to ask ourselves the question, do we believe what we preach? And I'm not necessarily saying preaching from a pulpit. I'm talking about preaching in our life. Telling your family. Telling your friends how important it is to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Telling them how important it is to know Christ as their personal Savior. Telling them how important it is that we need to pray about things and that we need to help with things and we need His help and all those things. I ask the question, are we grounded enough to believe what we're telling others in our own life? To be grounded means to be stable. To be stable. The only thing stable in this life is the Lord. The only thing that's stable in this world is having Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's the only thing that is stable. The psalmist says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God." I like that personal concept here. But it is good for me to draw near to God, and how important it is. And then I think it's worth mentioning again, and that is this. When the psalmist drew near to God, and he made it personal, he also said, "I have put my trust in the Lord God. I have put my trust in Him." Are we living a life of trust? Are we living a life of faith? Are we living a life of dependence? How do we get there? We draw near to God. Because I'll tell you, it doesn't take much for even Christians to get discouraged if we focus on the things around us and not on Him. It's easy for every one of us. We're all subject to that. We're all subject to get discouraged if we're focusing on the things and not God. We need to find that sanctuary, and we need to get close to God, because the psalmist said, "It is good for me to draw near to God." Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together, and we thank You for loving us and how good You are to us. And Lord, how it is it's important for us to be reminded to simply draw near to You. Lord, we all have struggles. You know our hearts. You know the struggles that we have. You know the difficulties. You know our life. And so, Father, I just pray that we'll each one search our heart, and we'll each one make it personal that we draw near to God in our life. Lord, I ask that You help each one that's here and those that are watching. Will You strengthen? Will You encourage? Will You lift up? And may we find peace that only You can give. Father, if there's someone that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior in their life, those that are watching, Lord, I pray that they'll come to know Jesus Christ. But Lord, we thank You for our Wednesday night service. And Lord, we thank You for all that You do, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.